I enter a busy hotel lounge and I see you. I walk over to you without saying a word and extend my hand, which you immediately grab. I lead you to the elevators and push the button. The elevator door opens and I pull you inside, pinning you against the wall and licking your face. I hear the slightest moan come from you, and I reach over and push the button to my floor. I've waited far too long to have you. I will not wait for this elevator ride. I slip my tongue into your mouth, searching for yours, my hands all over your body. I not so secretly hope that the staff watching in the camera enjoy my needy behavior. I want them to see how much I've missed my toy. The elevator utters some form of words and the doors open. You instinctually move to get off the elevator and I push you back against the wall. The idea of walking down a long hallway to my room without your taste is torture. And I've waited months for you. We've done nothing but talk about the things we would do or could do, and I am done fucking talking and waiting. I want need to take over. I don't want to think, I just want to feel and take. I want to be consumed by the pleasures that only you can give me. And I take your hands and place them on my breast, knowing it'll make me come. My good boy knows what to do. You pinch my nipples and you make me come, but baby, you know what one orgasm does for me. You know it isn't enough. You know how wild and needy I get with only one. And I can feel my wetness dripping down my legs. I reach down and touch my wet cunt. I tell you to open your mouth like a good boy and stick out your tongue. And then I take my soaked fingers and start to run them up and down. Fucking your mouth with my wetness. Oh, baby. The first taste of me that you've had in months. Oh, watching the way you greedily take my fingers and try to lick them clean. Your eyes begging me for more, my greedy boy. I've missed you. And you've missed your mistress's cunt. I start to unbutton your shirt, and the elevator door suddenly opens back up. I don't remember them closing. Oh. A person wants to get on. I will them to leave, but it doesn't happen. And so I take you by the hand and lead you to the room. I hope that the guest enjoys the elevator ride that smells like sex, smells like my need for you. And I'm all over you, in the hallway, pouring out your body, my nails sinking into your skin, knowing that the second we get into that hotel room, I am going to take what is mine. The core to every fantasy that I have, your cum. That I'm going to ride you and milk you because it's my cum and it's my cock. Your body is mine. You are mine and I own you. And good boys give the mistresses what they want. And you're my good boy, aren't you? You know what I want. It's maddening how much I want you, how much I need to be filled by you, and you are going to come inside of me. We get to the hotel door. I open it up, and like my good little slut, you drop to your knees. Across your face. Look at you. And then I take off my panties, my soaked fucking panties, and I shove them into your mouth. You desperately suck them clean. Thanking me with your mouth filled, your mumbles. The first word said to me, thank you. I grab you by the hair, I pull your head back, and I kiss you with my panties in your mouth, taking the taste of them. I'm making out with you, with them. And then I grab you. And I start walking towards the bed and you crawling, keeping up with me. And then I pull your hair up and you stand and I push you down onto the fucking bed. I'm tired of waiting for it. I climb on top of you and start kissing your neck, running my nails down you, pulling your hair, biting you, so fucking desperate. I unbuckle your pants. I pull them down, and then your briefs, baby, they're so wet from your drops. I can't help myself, I have to take just a little taste. I love the way my sweet boy drips from me. I lick it up, and then I pull your briefs down. Your hard, gorgeous fucking cock just begging to be inside of me. And then with all of the patience and all of the control that I can possibly have left, I take your cock and I slowly, and I mean slowly, start to lower myself down on you, taking you inch by inch, trying to soak up every fucking moment of this, trying to remember what it feels like to be stretched by you, what it feels like to feel your pulse and me, my wetness around you, me trying to adjust to you, me, my claws in you, the way you smell, the way you fucking look at me, the sounds that you make, the sounds that I make. I want to remember every fucking second of this moment. And then I pause. And I wait. Oh, soaking you up. Start to undulate on your cock, riding you, taking what I want, milking you. Oh god, it's like your cock was made for my cunt. It's like we were made for each other, and I can't get enough of you. I can't get enough of you. And I'm riding your fucking cock, and I can't help it. And I can't wait any longer, and I come all around you. I come all around you, and then I look at you, and I tell you to be my little good fuck toy, and come for me, come inside of a mistress, give me what I want, give me what I want, what I desire, what I crave. You know what I crave, and it's your come, give it to me, give me your come. And then I ever so lovingly slap you. Slap the shit out of you. Because I fucking dare you. How dare you. Because now I know, without a shadow of a doubt, and nothing will ever satisfy me as much as this, as much as you. Oh, you drive me fucking insane. Oh, my good little slut. My good fuck toy. And I lay my head on your chest, not wanting the moment to be over. Not wanting you to leave my cunt. I want you buried inside of me forever. But unfortunately, real life happens and, well... So, I get up. And your cum is pouring out of me. The way that it should be. And I adjust my dress. And you pull up your briefs. And your pants, which are slightly still damp from me. You button them on. Put your belt back on. We both clean each other up. Trying in vain. I take you by the hand. And we walk back to the hotel lounge. Order a drink. Order your drink. And then we pick a corner. I come. Still running down my leg. You smelling like me. And I finally tell you. Hello.